man, the myth, the legend, the great recruiting reporter and analyst for TechSideline.com and TheSaber.com, Chris Horn, counting down the days, and I believe it's 9 until signing day. Is that right, Chris, a week from Wednesday?
Yes, if my math holds true, I believe it is 9 days. Next Wednesday, February 7th, is signing day.
And we talked last week. It's been quite a different year. I remember 3 years, whatever year Eddie Royal signed, I think this visit, a week out of signing date, you and I were playing the guessing game for most of your top 10, and as we said last week, only one member of your top 31, well, top 30 with a tie for one spot, but I'll give you grief about that till the end, has not committed yet. What do we know about Chima Okoli? Has he narrowed it? I know he took a visit to Tech this past weekend.
He actually took a visit to Penn State. He took a visit to Virginia Tech the prior weekend.
Yeah, I knew it was one of those two. But anyway, what's it coming down to with him?
Right now, it looks like it's a two-team race with Virginia Tech and Penn State. As I mentioned, Penn State is where he visited this past weekend. Seemed to have a good time. Had a chance to talk to him yesterday about the trip. Seemed like he got along pretty well with the players there. Enjoyed talking to Coach Paterno and Coach Larry Johnson, who is the defensive line coach. And overall said it was a pretty good experience. And then, by the same time, he's still very much considering Virginia Tech. He's got some family there. One of his cousins is Prince Parker, who's a recruited walk-on wide receiver at Amari High School in Norfolk. And then his brother actually goes to Virginia Tech as well, his older brother. So he's got some certainly some connections at Virginia Tech. He did have a good trip to Penn State, so it's going to be kind of one of those close ones at this point. I know he mentioned that there was a possibility he could take an official visit to Clemson this upcoming weekend, but I'm not sure if that's actually going to happen. I know he told me yesterday he's kind of getting a little bit weary of the process. I wouldn't be surprised to see a decision come sooner rather than later. But at this point, two-horse race. I had a gut feeling, I would say, maybe Penn State right now, just from my gut feeling from speaking to him yesterday and when I was talking to him. But at the same time, it's really close. So I think it's kind of in Virginia, the two kids that Virginia Tech is really going after pretty hard in terms of the main targets here coming with signing day coming up. I think it could, you know, I could see Virginia Tech getting either one of those kids, getting none of the kids, or just getting one. So it should be interesting to see. Although Virginia Tech did come away with a commitment from this past weekend by the name of Colin Carroll out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And he's a 6'3", 255-pound offensive lineman / long snapper, which is his long snapper ability is really what he's being recruited for by Virginia Tech. So solid pickup there, I guess. Obviously, the long snapper position is underrated, but certainly a key position. And Virginia Tech was able to land that commitment.
Wait a second. Is that for next year or 08?
It's actually for the 07 class. I'm not actually spoke to Colin's mother earlier tonight. I'm going to speak to Colin later this evening, find out if he may be a gray shirt candidate as opposed to just regular enrollment. So I wouldn't be surprised if that is the case, which would mean he would enroll in January of 2008. So still waiting on that, but he is committed for, I believe he is planning on signing next month.
All right, I'm going to clean up my ears because Spank found a new pair of headphones for me tonight, as we saw from the opening. Spanks missed a few cues today, so I want to make sure I heard you right. You said Minneapolis, as in Minnesota?
Yeah, exactly. Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I want to make the connection. Kevin Rogers calls him and says, hey, there's a kid up here. You know, Kevin Rogers, a former quarterbacks coach who did such a great job recruiting New Jersey last year, is now quarterbacks coach with the Vikings. Minneapolis? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. That's one thing I certainly want to find out just in terms of how Virginia Tech was able to get in on Colin. It kind of came. He was kind of one of the names that kind of, I guess a surprise name, if you want to call it that, who made an official visit this past weekend. So it should be interesting to find out. At this point, I do not have the answer in terms of how things got started, but that's interesting speculation, though, with Coach Rogers obviously being up there.
Yeah, I mean, because that's not Virginia Tech's done a very, very good job. We've discussed this before, identifying its turf. This is where we're going to recruit, and I could, it's pretty simple. Virginia, the Carolinas, Georgia, a little bit into Maryland and New Jersey, Pennsylvania, basically the Mid-Atlantic region.
Right.
And the rest of it's where, for whatever reason, the Evans kid from Indianapolis, the kid from California, but only because his dad's living in Alexandria. There's all kinds of reasons. But this one, man, it's you're talking way. I'm real curious to read your update on TechSideline.com about that one, because that's just, you talk about totally out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to go back and do some research. I wonder how many Hokies have been from, is it the great, what the land of a thousand lakes? What is Minnesota's bank?
Land of a 10,000
lakes. 10,000 lakes. That's how, you know, and here's a great trivia question. Yeah. Old guys, like, I don't know if you, were you alive, Chris, when the Lakers played in Minneapolis?
I do not think so.
Did you know that the Lakers played in Minneapolis?
I did know that, yes.
Okay.
I did know that.
Well, a lot of people want to, you know, Los Angeles, Lakers? I mean, come on, are you serious? How do you get that? You know, it's kind of like Utah Jazz. You know, nah, it doesn't fit. But when they played in Minneapolis, the land of the 10,000 lakes, they were the Lakers. Yeah, it all makes sense. Boy, we've really gotten off the path there. Find out how this kid got there. I'm terrifically curious. Another update you wrote this week. In fact, I think you wrote it just today, Chris, and I always enjoy reading your updates on both websites. But Will Alvarez, the lineman from Hilton, and I take particular interest in him just because I think I've told this story on the show before. I happened to be in Billy Height's office doing an interview when this kid committed. And, you know, Bud Foster brought him down and introduced him to Kurt Newsom, and, you know, it was quite a happy occasion in the offices. And Coach Height told me, he said, I know they really wanted this one. They're real happy. We're facing some qualification issues, maybe?
A little bit. I think Will's been working hard to obviously, it's kind of been known for, since last spring, really, that he was going to have to put in some time. He did attend summer school, and so he's been working towards getting better in terms of his academic situation. So I know this is a key week for him, just in terms of finding out exactly where he stands in terms of his grade point average and things like that. So he's still working towards it. It seems like it's going to be one of those cases where it comes down to the wire, but it does also seem at the same time that you know, Virginia Tech, and as well as Will, may, you know, realize that it could be an option that he may need to go to prep school. So I'm sure that was discussed this past weekend. But very, very talented prospect, certainly a big prize. I wrote in the update, he's one of the Virginia Tech's biggest prospects, literally and figuratively. He's a very talented prospect. He's 6'5", 310 pounds, offensive lineman out of Hilton. So a very talented offensive line prospect who certainly sounds like he's putting in the time to try to attain it. But we'll find out later this week to see just how much grind he's been able to gain.
You know, I digress a minute more. I went to the All-Metro Banquet last Thursday, my first All-Metro Banquet in 20-some years since I was a prep writer, clearly my first as the sports editor of the Times-Dispatch. And my job, Arthur Utley and Stephen Lewis, you know, presented the winners, and they came up and got a plaque, and I was able to give it to them and say hello and shake their hands. And, you know, so a lot of these young men, both the kids going to Tech and the kids going to Virginia and the kids going out of the area, you know, the kids from Florida State, I mean, from Bryan going to Florida State and Syracuse, I got to see and say hello to these young men for the first time. And I'm like, my gosh, you know, I see these kids when they come to Tech, but they're not high school kids, and they've got almost a year on them by the time I see them in August. Man, maybe it's old age, or maybe I just don't remember when I was in high school, kids being this physically advanced. And I guess it's weight training and all the technology, but it was a very, very impressive group of prospects. Now, when we get back from the break, Chris, I know we've got some news on Virginia. We'll talk about them, too. I don't want anybody to think I'm slighting the Cavaliers here. But from Tech's standpoint, maybe two guys on the list, might get both, might get one, might get none. But of the people already in the tank, we're pretty convinced all the flopping is done.
And
no more,
yeah,
no more
I haven't heard anything to say otherwise. So I think right now it doesn't look like any I have to track down any possible decommitments or anything like that.
Well, that's always good. You know how I feel about that. Now, let's say no more.
Yeah,
both those kids
good.
Go somewhere else. Let's say no more. What it is what it is. Would you call this a good recruiting year for Virginia Tech? And we'll get into more specifics a week from tonight, obviously, when we're 2 days out. But just, you know, if that list doesn't change between now and then, good year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think Virginia Tech had a very good year. Nationally, they're rated right now in the top 20 and by both Rivals.com and Scout.com. And just in terms of filling needs, you look at offensive line, they've been able to assemble a lot of talent there. And, of course, landing talent such as Tyrod Taylor, a quarterback, you know, speaks a lot, certainly. And also just being able to land a lot of the guys that went to their senior camp that they had a chance to see up close in person and that they obviously really wanted to be able to offer last summer a lot of these kids when a lot of these kids committed. So I think Virginia Tech's got to be pretty happy with what they've been able to assemble so far.
All right, well, let's take a break, Chris. When we come back, I want to talk, you and I discussed, we were communicating early in Virginia's matched Virginia Tech, it seems, recruit for recruit. Cavalier fans can argue one way. Virginia Tech fans can argue the other. Who's had the better year in state, better year overall? It's that close. But you told me that Virginia dealing with a commitment today.
Yes, actually, Virginia landed a commitment over the weekend on Sunday, actually yesterday, from Jared Green, who's a 6'2", 165-pound wide receiver out of Oakton High School up there in Vienna, Virginia. And as I mentioned, he is being recruited as a wide receiver. He's the son of former Washington Redskins star Daryl Green, so he certainly has some pretty good bloodlines there. I had a chance to talk to his coach earlier today, Coach Joe Thompson out of Oakton, and Coach Thompson just told me that that Jared was a type of a player that a lot of teams wanted to see how he performed in the off season and then in his senior season, and before deciding on whether or not to extend an offer. Virginia was one of those teams. Had a chance to. They've been recruiting him for about a year now. So he came in for an official visit this past weekend. Virginia obviously, I think, liked what they saw from his senior season, where he caught 17 catches for about 245 yards and four touchdowns, and decided to go ahead with the offer. And Jared certainly wants to come aboard. And he seems like he's got some pretty solid skills. I know Coach Thompson had told me that at a couple camps this past summer, Jared ran sub 4.4s in the 40, which is obviously very very impressive. So if he can do that, I know he needs to add some strength. So obviously he seems like a redshirt candidate immediately. But if he can add some strength, there could, you know, with that kind of speed and with his size, there could be some potential there.
His dad, incidentally, in town tonight. Some Windows launch at Circuit City. I'm such a computer loser. I'm not a geek. I don't know what's going on, but some sort of new Windows is being unveiled tonight. And I think his dad is doing an appearance at a local Circuit City, but I'm not sure. Hey, you said Tech had two left on its board. May get one, may get none, may get both.
Right.
How many has Virginia got left on its board?
I would say Virginia could certainly be finished with the commitment from Jared Green. I know they had a couple of other kids that they were looking at, but had an offer this past weekend in town. One by the name of Chimso Okoji, who's a linebacker out of Kennedy High School in Maryland. He was a player that I thought certainly had a pretty reasonable possibility of getting an offer this past weekend. He's gotten a few impressive offers recently, including Michigan State and Iowa, and I know Virginia's looking really closely at him, but I had a chance to speak with him yesterday, and he told me that his understanding was that Virginia was filled up right now, and you know, we'll see what happens within the next week or week and a half to see if anything materializes, if another spot opens. But at this point, Virginia could certainly be finished, and you look at the class right now, if they are finished, I think Virginia certainly has to be pretty happy with what they've been able to assemble. They're rated in the top 20 by Rivals.com nationally. And been able to land some impressive talent. You look at quarterback Peter Lalek, four-star recruit out of Springfield, Virginia, and two excellent linebacker prospects, Ja'Courtney Williams out of Christchurch and Terrence Fells-Danzer out of Culpeper, Virginia. So Virginia's certainly done very, very well, and kind of you touched on a little bit earlier, both schools, I think, can really be happy with what they've been able to get this year.
Yeah, so Virginia had that issue last summer with a lot of kids not qualifying.
Right.
I suspect it doesn't want a repeat of that. Do you get the sense that most of those kids are going to be able to enroll, be admitted?
Yes. I think Virginia right now has 25 commitments. I know one of those prospects, Romel Tucker, who's a linebacker, is currently at Milford Academy but played this past fall at Ballou High School in Washington, D.C. He's a player that if he does sign with Virginia, he's going to have to go to prep school for a full year next year. So in addition to the Milford Academy experience this semester, there are a few other kids. I know Virginia, two in particular, seem really, really close to getting the grade. One of those is Rossi Dowling, who's a defensive back he's out of Deep Creek, but he signed with Virginia in February of 2006. Went to Hargrave Military Academy this past year. That's where he's at right now. Close in terms of where he needs to be in terms of qualifying. And then Lamar Milstead, who's an offensive lineman, four-star offensive tackle out of Ballou High School. I know he's told me that he's close on the SAT as well, just in terms of qualifying. And then there's Dom Joseph, who's a cornerback out of Philadelphia, who has a little bit of work to do, but he certainly could make it too. So the rest of the class, though, looks extremely solid in terms of academically, and it does not look like there'll be a repeat from last year.
The Wallace kid, the quarterback from West Springfield. The word was, and I can't even remember if you and I talked about it, Chris Horn, but the word was he was leaving West Springfield, was going to finish up at maybe Western Albemarle,
mm-hmm.
so he could be there and go to meetings and be around for spring ball, even though he couldn't participate if he wasn't enrolled yet.
Right.
I understand that might be a bunch of hooey and a rumor. Do we know any more about that?
They certainly he certainly looked into it. At this point, I do not believe it has happened. So it doesn't look like it's at this point, it doesn't look like it's going to happen. But it was certainly an option that he looked into. So, but obviously, there's a lot that can happen if he were to transfer, just in terms of getting everything straight with in terms of the high school, in terms of classes and things like that. So, but at this point, last I heard that it does not appear it's going to happen, but it was something that certainly he looked into.
Now, we've touched on both of them, and you said you think Virginia's had a fine recruiting class, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to put you on the spot. You cover both schools, but you may be the best guy to answer this because you cover both schools.
Right.
Who's had the better year? Assuming no more for either side.
You know, I think it's, and I don't want to take the easy way out either. I think it's, but looking in state, I think, and just in strictly speaking, in terms of my top 31, that Virginia Tech has the more players out of that. But I think, at the same time, I think Virginia's got to be happy. I mean, Virginia Tech's really happy with the offensive lineman they've been able to land in state. In addition to landing the number one ranked player that I have ranked is Tyrod Taylor. But Virginia's got three of my top. Six players in the state of Virginia, and now they actually have eight recruits to Virginia Tech's 12. So, Virginia out of state has done really well. They've been able to land a wide receiver, defensive back Chase Minifield, who's one of the top players in Kentucky. Offensive line is one a little bit of a could be a question mark for Virginia. I know they have three kids designated for offensive line, and then they have a few guys that are kind of offensive line / defensive line. So they're big bodies, and they certainly could, and they're good athletes as well. So they certainly could develop into offensive line. But you look at Virginia Tech in terms of what they've been able to fill at offensive line; they're definite offensive line guys that they've been able to recruit. So, but I think both schools have done a good job of filling needs and landing quality players at certain positions. So, really, I mean, both of them are really close. I can see an argument either way, but speaking strictly in terms of in-state recruits, that the amount that each school has gotten, just going by that, it looks like Virginia Tech as Virginia just in terms of in-state. But really, I think both schools have to be happy with what they've been able to get this year.
Now, if you did one of those put the map on the wall things and made pretty pin dot pictures, the geography game, golly, Virginia Tech has one from California,
mm-hmm.
Minneapolis. Man, when we get off the phone, I want you to work on that update. I want to read it tonight because that just my curiosity is incredible on that one. And Indiana. Does Virginia Tech win the geography game? By that, I mean Virginia Tech and Virginia are going to recruit the same region pretty hard. I mean,
right.
Al Gross' staff may have an area that works a little harder because of contacts and vice versa, but they're basically going to be in the same areas. Branching outside, has mm-hmm. Virginia done as much of that as Tech has?
Yeah, well, Virginia Tech, I mean, you look at California, so they obviously have the edge in terms of West Coast, although Virginia was involved with some kids from the state of California, but just weren't able to land those kids. And then Virginia Tech has gone to Minneapolis, as I said earlier in the program. Virginia's landed, like as I mentioned, a player from Kentucky. They have a defensive end / offensive tackle recruit by the name of Matt Conrad from the state of Illinois, he's from the Chicago area, which is an area that Virginia's been able to land a couple of recruits. Nate Lyles, who's the starting safety this past year, is from Chicago. So Virginia's been able to land a couple of recruits here and there from the state of Illinois, and Virginia's gone into South Carolina. But just in terms of the geography game, I guess if you will, then it looks like Virginia Tech's probably got the edge in that respect. But in terms of the out of state talent, Virginia, like I said, has landed some quality prospects, looking at four-star Chase Minifield out of Kentucky, and I think Matt Conrath could be an underrated player, and then a couple of solid prospects from the state of South Carolina, and then of course I mentioned Lamar Milstead from not really out of state too much, but from Washington D.C. But so he's a four-star offensive tackle. So and Landon Bradley actually is an offensive lineman out of South Carolina, who's a guy that really could surprise some people as well. So But in terms of just strictly speaking, in terms of states, I think Virginia Tech probably has the edge there.
All right. Well, Chris, we appreciate it as always. I'm going to let you get back to work because I know you've got this update you absolutely have to do soon because the curiosity is killing me, and I got to go to bed at some point. Next week we'll have you on, and we'll kind of put a bow on the 2007 recruiting class.
Sounds great.
See if there's any news between now and then, but maybe go a little more in-depth and go position by position and then try to guess where they're going to go in 2008, not so much in terms of names, but
right.
positions.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, man. Chris Horn, I appreciate it. The TechSideline.com, Sabre.com recruiting report. As always, you've been great.
Thank you very much, and I look forward to next week.
Okay, thanks.